Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:38. It's already sunny out there. And it's time for
Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thank you.
The Radio Alice Report.
Did you just show me two thumbs up?
Sorry. No,
that's not two thumbs up.
No. Sorry, I was testing something with Bryn, and so I couldn't give you the two,
right.
One. And then when
for
I
for those
looked,
of you who don't know, we'll see what happens here. But I was sitting there reading a story, and our Coco goes, 15 seconds, Vin. And
yeah.
I'm like, what?
Sorry.
That's not 2 minutes. That's not 1 minute. That's 15 seconds.
I looked and I was like, oh, crap.
Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools. So the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. So new personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. So last night, I got home. I had taken the kids to the beach, and we had a little dinner. And then it was, you know, time to sit down. And I put on the surf contest that's happening in Australia. And then I waited while I watched that. And then the Warriors came on. And now I've got the Warriors on, and my laptop's going with surfing, and I'm in heaven. And the Warriors are winning by 10. Through most of the time I'm watching. So I'm sitting there going, oh my God, we look great. This is incredible. The Warriors are going to stick it to the Lakers in their own house. And then they lost. I don't know what happened. I honestly do not get it. I had to go to bed, so I didn't see the ending of the game, but a game that we led by 10 most of the watch, like through the first half and into the second half. And then we lost 103-100. So we play the Grizzlies on Friday. That's our last chance to get in. And we'll see. Friday, 6 o'clock tip time. Grizzlies, Warriors.
I mean, we can do Grizzlies,
so
right?
Bummed come out. On, oh, by the way, if I didn't already say, no, I didn't already say because I was busy being frustrated. There's sunny today, a little bit of wind, highs in the 60s.
Right.
It's beautiful out right now.
It's gorgeous.
Like a perfect start to the day. Get out there and rip it up, would you? And by that, I mean just work hard, do
not
your
the
thing,
letter that you're,
have
that,
fun.
You know.
No, not ripping up letters or anything else. Just, you know, it means go hard today. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
I'll try.
How about a fast fact?
Vinny, you know I love starting with a fast fact.
I love this. Well, I hate this one, but I love fast facts too. Less than half of the cultures in the world kiss.
What?
Less than half of the cultures in the world kiss.
Like the double one, like the double cheek where it's like the air, you're not really kissing them.
No. I mean that less than half the cultures in the world kiss, like the kiss that you do that's leading to the next thing that leads to the next thing that leads to the, you know, the baby.
So
baby
their
making.
First base is just boobs?
I don't know. I don't even understand how they could. How could you just skip kissing? Making out's awesome.
Do they just maybe face nuzzle?
Face nuzzle.
I don't know. I can't think of like
what's a face nuzzle.
I think it's the Eskimo kiss, but I don't think you can say that anymore.
Oh, so. A nose rubbing thing.
Rubbing. Yeah. I don't know.
Why just, why is that? Do they say like some people just have bad teeth and bad breath? Or
I don't know. I guess maybe it's not considered one of the bases. I don't know. I don't even.
It feels so natural though.
I wish someone more worldly was around who could tell us, like, oh yeah, I know that the people of Denmark hate kissing. I don't know. Where is it? Who is it that doesn't want to kiss?
Probably the British.
The Brits.
The British kiss. I've seen British movies, plenty of them.
That's true.
You
That's
have too.
That's true.
Oh my God, they totally kiss. That's where we got it from.
Like Bridgerton.
Like did Native Americans kiss back in the day?
I can't say. I can't speak to it. I'm not worldly enough, but I just thought that was a standout.
I feel like
statement. Everybody
kisses, but more than half of the cultures don't do it, huh?
I want to say that you're driven to it, except that that's not true. You are. It's talked about. You see it.
Yeah,
you understand
it. Yeah.
That this is one of the milestones. When I kissed Christy Wetzel, like on the playground in third grade, that kiss was one that had been brought on by my friend Mike going, here's what you got to do. You got to go over there and you got to, you know, this is you and her now are a thing. You got to go kiss her. And here's what you do. And he told me, and then I went and did it. I didn't know. I was in third grade. So, you know, it was brought on by other people letting me know that that's what you do. But I guess if you're not told, maybe you don't even miss it.
Yeah, I guess. Except that Western culture through movies seems so pervasive that
how is the rest of the world escaping this? We're told it. And so we need it. To me, I'd be like, well, I need to kiss you. I need to.
The kissing needs to happen. But I just feel like, there must be places on Earth where Hollywood movies haven't made it in.
Maybe Russians don't make out.
No, Russians totally make out.
Maybe they don't.
They're drunk. They're making out.
I don't, but I...
They are. Yes, we make out. It's just what we do.
I don't know who doesn't kiss, but
probably
they're saying...
Germans
kiss. They all kiss. Everybody kisses.
All right. Well, anybody knows any cultures out there that don't kiss, we'd love to hear because, you know, maybe we need to send them a note. Check this out. Try this. Press your lips together.
Yeah.
Ends up being hot. You wouldn't think so, but you'll like it. More than 50% of the world has brown eyes. Aren't your eyes broken? What's wrong with your eyes? What do you got? Green?
Broken? No, I have hazel.
Hazel.
Like they're just like my sister has like perfectly brown, like pools that you could, you know, like a pool of mud you could dive into.
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
It is a compliment.
It's
I don't
not.
Know. It doesn't sound because
to,
mud doesn't sound like
eggs.
A good thing. I'm not. Her eyes are so perfect. Like they're perfectly unbroken with, you know, you ever seen someone with like the perfect brown eye? Like,
yeah. 50% of the world has brown eyes. Everybody's got them. That's the
really
normal look.
By
that's
your description.
Yeah.
They're just like they're
a
just...
pool of brown mud. Why don't you call them turds? I mean,
okay, it's like looking directly into a cesspool. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's Nikki. What color are your eyes? You've got brown eyes, right?
Yeah, they're brown.
Are they like super dark brown?
I
like
bet
hers
they're
are
perfectly
like a
brown.
Like a light brown. My sister's are.
I don't know. It depends.
What you're wearing.
No, it's, I guess, but sometimes they are like a really like a creamy brown, like a light brown.
Like, yeah, like coffee with milk.
Yeah, yeah. And it just depends, especially like what eyeshadow, like girls can, you know, manipulate
you can
really it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because, but my dad has green eyes. So. Oh.
I have a friend or had, I don't know, I haven't, anyway, I know someone whose eyes go gray to green, depending on
what they're wearing
around them. It's almost chameleon-like. Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, only 2% of the world has green eyes. And so you are a rare one if you're blinking on over your green eyes today.
Yeah. Your dad's got green eyes, huh?
Yeah, and then so did my grandpa on my mom's side, but then the rest of us all have brown. Because brown's the recessive trait, I think, right?
I don't know. I thought blue was recessive. And
no, yeah, I think that's right. I get it confused.
The dominant.
Dominant. There we go. See, science isn't my thing. So,
yeah. You know, it's been a few years since high school.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Thanks, Bryn.
I just saw your post on our messages. I'd read that story about that guy, too. You got to do it.
Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
going
to do it. But we got to, you know, be careful about it.
Right. No, I understand. Oh, speaking of being careful, how would you like to hear a singing pubic hair? And we're talking about, we are talking show tune. We're not talking just a song.
Is it long and they strung it somewhere? Like, how is this pubic hair singing?
Well, Bryn's going to show you.
Okay.
But this is a commercial by Gillette. Their plan is to try and make people more comfortable with
shaving.
Shaving or leaving it, whatever state you prefer to wear your hair in.
I see. All right.
Most people seem to feel uncomfortable with it, so this is their promotional effort with the singing pubic hair to get everyone to feel more comfortable about their hairdos.
I'm ready.
Oh, you got to crank that up.
Curl to do.
It's cute.
Oh my goodness.
It's really low, so I don't even know if people can hear it in their car, so let's just move on. But it's really, I thought it was pretty funny, and you know, I guess it is something that.
Okay. This is adorable.
It is.
They had a gray pubic hair in there, too.
There's a red one. There's all kinds of colors. It's a cartoon. It's very fun, and maybe you'll want to give it a
look. And very show-tune-y. You're right. I do like that it has different thicknesses. It's like thick and thin, and it's super curly. And
maybe we can post that on our Facebook page.
I believe that's
be
fine.
A spot
I mean,
where
pubes. We've all got them.
Right.
Well, except for you kids. But someday.
Well, actually, the whole point is many people are zipping that completely off.
Going bare, no hair when you look down there.
So, anyway. And I would say, never mind, I won't say.
Say it!
Well, I would say rethink that. You know, there's nothing wrong with a little muff. I like it.
Yeah, well, you're a guy who grew up in the 70s.
Right.
And you're used to the porn that you saw there.
Right. And still watch that, preferably over anything else. I mean, not over normal TV, but, you know, for that particular... Never mind.
I think you either reported something, or I read something years ago that the kids who are growing up now, they'll never see it in its natural state.
Right.
Like, everything that's being presented, so girls will be like, oh, God, I got to get rid of that.
That's the point of the commercial, right? It's the whole rush to get that stuff gone.
Enjoy it.
This show used to be extremely sophisticated. He's now moved on. He's, I believe, currently in Africa, spreading the good word.
Oh, you're talking about Hooman.
Yeah, well, of course. Who goes to the ballet but him? Who goes to the...
Was when we were sophisticated.
Yeah.
It was when Hooman was on.
Right.
The guy who thinks you put your lips outside somebody else's mouth and then just lick around their mouth.
I don't know anything about how he
kiss.
Kisses. You're the only one who's kissed him on
no,
this show.
No, he described that.
Someone asked 2,000 Americans to name the top things that make someone seem like a sophisticated adult.
Okay.
Here are some of those things. Having an opinion on the stock market. They say that shows you're sophisticated.
Huh.
Being able to discuss different types of wine or things like scotch.
I knew wine was going to be in there.
Wearing expensive clothes make you seem sophisticated.
Sure.
I do think when someone puts it all together, I shouldn't say, well, yeah, actually a guy can seem sophisticated too. But anyway, if you put it all together and you carry that well.
Sophisticated equals rich in this. I mean, it's just, you know.
Going to museums.
Oh, well, I mean, as a child, most people have to go to at least field trips, whether or not you choose to visit museums later.
Right. Well, and I love art, but I don't go to museums.
Yeah.
Who's got time for that?
Well, you take your kids.
Well,
Sure. And now they're getting, now they're old enough. Have you taken them to the Academy of Sciences?
I've taken the first kid years ago there, and then we were in the middle of having the second kid, and then a pandemic hit, and we've just not done stuff since. I want to take that kid, those kids to a baseball game. Like, there's a lot that we haven't done. You know, Disneyland's got to happen here soon.
Oh, the littlest
tons of stuff.
There. Yeah. All right, what else is on the list?
Yeah, that's enough of that. These boys. Remember the place in Philly? There was a place called King of Prussia?
Yes, the King of Prussia Mall. I
lived it was a mall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
it. Might have been a town too, but it was right next to my house, and it was actually so huge that I wouldn't go there because it sort of scared me, like I'm going to get lost in the mall.
That's the area where this happened.
Okay.
On Monday night, three guys in their 20s apparently got into an elevator and it flew and it dropped. Oh. 8 floors. And they were hurt very badly.
Yeah.
So this was the story initially thought. These boys fell, the elevator dropped, and then they found out that's not what happened.
Mm-mm.
It turns out these three guys were fighting. The elevator was broken and on the first floor. In their fight, they broke through the elevator doors that were shut to keep someone from falling down the elevator shaft. And I don't even know if that's possible. Like, I think there's even more fishiness going on here. But anyway, these guys fell 7 floors to the top of this elevator. 2 of them broke through the elevator.
So you're saying the floor, they were on a high floor and the elevator was stationed.
At
it was
the
sitting
bottom.
At the bottom.
Yes.
So it's the shaft that they fell through. And because they fell into the elevator,
people thought the elevator fell, but they're saying, first of all, elevators have a ton of, like, they have emergency brakes and things to make sure that never happens.
Right.
So, and then they later were able to piece together that these guys apparently were all in a fight.
Right.
And I still feel like, yeah, but the doors wouldn't have flown open.
They wouldn't have. It would be really hard to get those open.
Anyway.
Flown open. That's ridiculous.
Two of the guys broke through the ceiling of the elevator upon their 7-story drop, and one of the guys landed on top of it. When the firefighters got there, again, they thought the whole elevator had fallen, but then later they realized these guys were in a fight of some kind. One dude broke his leg. We're not sure how badly the other two were hurt, but they
all
fell
lived.
They all lived. 7
wow.
floors.
It's actually very surprising that of a broken leg seems to be the worst of it.
Yeah. No, I think that maybe there's more to come. I'm not sure, but that does seem... The whole story's fishy.
Yeah. Yes, I agree completely.
The fish aren't upset about being called...
Will be, I'm sure, boycotted by fish later.
Okay.
So,
our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see. Oh, here's some stuff on the kissing. 510 says, a lot of Asian and Middle Eastern cultures are very reserved about public display of emotion, like kissing, because of their religious cultural values. I think kissing is viewed as something reserved for your spouse, or if you are unmarried, it would signify someone who is not worth marrying.
So they still kiss. I felt like the fast fact was saying the kissing isn't
they
in
don't
there.
Kiss.
They don't kiss.
Maybe that's it, though. Maybe they don't kiss. I don't know.
Bryn, you're
in public,
Asian.
Maybe.
What do you...
You're Asian.
Well, my parents,
there's a sentence.
I never saw them make out or anything, but he definitely... My dad would always kiss my mom on her cheek. Like, he'd cuddle with her, like, come from behind and kiss her up.
Oh, good.
But not like... It was never like a...
Where are you? Hey, can you fix your volume?
Yeah, you're so soft.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to blow you off because I'm blow your
what?
Ears off. Your ears
oh,
off.
Oh,
wow. Huh? So I've been kind of cautious of not blowing your ears away.
Okay, well, that's why. I just want everyone to hear you.
Yeah.
Great.
So you're saying your dad used to cuddle up your mom some, but you never saw them.
I never saw them.
You never saw them making out. Not even when you guys were all sleeping in the same bed together.
Oh, boy. You and I both thought the same thing.
Absolutely
so there was
not.
Never
they
any.
They weren't like making out over
really
on the side.
I don't remember much of that. I remember
that's good. Probably for the best.
Dude, I don't think they... Never mind.
But that's not a thing that you know about from Asian
cultures. It's not a thing that I know about.
Okay. As far as you know, kissing is just as big in Asia as it is here.
I've never seen my parents make out. So I don't know. And I'm not from Vietnam, really. I'm from Florida.
That is true. Right. Weirdo. Maybe they escaped Vietnam because they just wanted to kiss. It's frowned upon.
I doubt it.
408 says, what are the people at Gillette smoking? Oh, you know what? If you see it, you'll think it's cute.
It's adorable. I mean, anytime you can throw a show tune and a pubic hair together, it's...
Nope, I can't hear it. Oh. All right. Well, it was weird. We're having audio level issues right now, and I think they were working on that while over the last break, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was all good.
Okay. Well, anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hold on. I definitely wrote it down. Great news about Survivor.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.